Alright, now good afternoon to you guys. I'm Victor Jordan. I hope you guys great. Alright, now, but that's just a little sad. Alright, now, it's not worth responding. Alright, now, it's not predicting the weather. United States is blocked and taking the entire supply chain, which I have the authority by Christ Jesus to over to Europe and Asia. I'm not dealing with the United States. They have no board. They have no shares. They own no percentages. Don't own anything, you know. Alright, now, so the little faggot watching my phone, they better do something about him or go through these universities they brag so much about and try to make them a solution, but as far as the instruction the Lord Jesus gave to me, I'm going overseas with it. I want nothing to do with the United States. They own no shares and nothing. I'm doing the clowns. They really are stupid. At this point, if you're standing around 54 days, you are begging and you want a handout, and it's just not happening. No, never. All right, now that's the Lord. All right, now that's to the racist and people like TD Jakes. All right, now let me say this. Everybody's not racist, right? All right, now that's the Lord. All right, now I have to realize that you have men being penetrated by other men. Very feminine, you know. You ever dealt with women before? Yeah, I grew up with, and it really hit my head and it dawned on me what I'm dealing with. All right, now, have you ever dealt with, you know, women before? You know how catty and crappy a lot of them can be. Okay, that's why you have a bunch of grown-ass men that will not stop begging, feeling like they're entitled, right? You know, you got a bunch of men, you know, look at the flaming, you know, faggot in at White House, right, Biden, right, that punk. And I have to watch that language, but, which is what he is. I mean, that's the Lord. You know, I mean, he'll blow more heads than a prostitute. That's how he is. He go overseas, he do all that stuff with Didi Beck for favors. He has to quit, you know, a pedophilic, incestuous, racist, you know, sexual predator, prostitute. I've never seen anything quite like it, right? You know, you are, okay, not just that. Said something about that Patrick Bet David faggot, right? They're no different from RuPaul. You know, nothing against RuPaul. My point is that RuPaul dressed up in drag and he out bowl with it, right? You know, basically they being penetrated and sprayed too, just like them. As a result, they try to act macho, but they're very, you know, outspoken, can't stop begging, crying and screaming and hissing like they're entitled to something. You're dealing with men that act a lot like women, right? Those thumps and those penetrations, right? They're taking a toll on them to the fact that they constantly beg, they constantly feel entitled, they constantly feel like they should be, grown-ass men, constantly feel like they should be catered to. You say no, and I do mean no, I'm not dealing with the United States. You got men that are being penetrated by the other men, they're very feminine. Does that make sense right now? And no matter how much they try to hide it, the way they cry and they scream and they keep begging, you know, feminine men, punks, right? You know, trying to get their way. What do you call it? They're acting like catty women, right? I'm not lying about the penetration, them sucking dicks, taking toes on them, right? That's just like dealing with TD Jakes, right? You know, he kept popping up. When the technology was in its infancy, you know, about Prince William, basically he wanted to either not bend Prince William over, he wanted Prince William to bend him over, right? He wanted to be a queen and a princess so bad. You know, T.D. Jakes and Biden, right? Both of them, right? Right now, you know, wanting to be queens and princesses, only God can make you something like that, right? You shouldn't look at somebody for that and go make a country of my own. All right, no, so no clown has the ability to jump at me, but my point is that you're dealing with men that are very feminine. If you don't believe that, watch them. They constantly beg. Watch them how they constantly hiss and cry. Watch them how they constantly have their hands out. Watch them how they constantly act feminine. Watch these dudes, right? They don't want to act all macho, but sleeping with men, getting penetrated, getting hit up the ass, right? Sucking dick. Does that make sense right now? It's taking a toll on their personality. They constantly begging. They constantly feeling entitled. Want, you know, wanting to be a queen or a princess, these grown-ass men, right? So when they jump on the phone, they talk all this stuff as if they're entitled to have a problem, like they're entitled to chase behind you with the problem. They're entitled to jump the ass on the phone, you know, and feel special. You're not special, you know, sugar, right? You want to be called sugar? You know, you're not special, sugar, you know, you understand what I'm saying? You know, you're not special. Nothing against RuPaul, right? You know, that's what I pray. God save his soul, all right? No, that's the Lord. I judge RuPaul, nobody else, right? Does that make sense? But your drag is wrong, and he's a dude. But I can't judge this dude. But this Patrick Bet David, you know, this faggot Patrick Bet David begging with $200 million because he's sucking dick and getting hit up his ass by another man's penis, right? He's a faggot. All right? Now, he's no different than RuPaul. He might as well throw on a tight dress and some fishnet stockings and do drag because they're doing the same difference, right? You know, what's the difference between a man that act macho that's being penetrated by a man and a man that's acting feminine being penetrated by a man, right? All right, now RuPaul seems to have the better attitude than them, but they love to call people punks and act all macho. I don't care what you say. You know, men being penetrated by other men, sucking other men's dicks, it's taking a toll on their personality. They constantly beg. They constantly feel entitled. They constantly have their hand out. They constantly cry and scream. They can't stop being catty. They can't stop being mad. I mean, these are very feminine men. No matter how much they want to act macho, those stumps up the ass are taking a hit. They're taking a toll, right? All right, no, so, you know, I'm not trying to hear anything. These clowns got to see me jump their asses on the phone. You know, sugar, you're not special, you know? No. All right, that was about, like, when Jake's popped up about Prince William, he made up, you know, because that's all it was, and Biden, as racist as he is, he had problems about Prince William, too. You know, this 80-something-year-old man wanted to be a queen and a princess waving to crowds, right? T.D. Jakes had the exact same complex. You're dealing with men that are very feminine. Do you understand that? Have you ever dealt with some catty women? They are the equivalency of that. Do not tell me that men having sexual relations with other men is not taking a toll on them, because it's definitely affecting their personalities. And it just hit my head when I go on the phone and these men jump on the phone feeling entitled. These grown-ass men feeling entitled, like a woman's supposed to take care of them, like their sorry asses ain't got to get out there and work. Well, sugar, you ain't no woman. I don't have to take care of you. I don't take care of women anyway. Does that make sense? I'm a girl. I think that. You know, the roles should be both ways, right? You know, you shower me, I shower you, especially if you get married to somebody, right? I've never seen feminine men, you know, feeling entitled, feminine men that can't stop begging, feminine men that want to have an attitude and throw hissy fits. I don't even know these clowns, I guess, would have an attitude with each other and get mad about something that's not theirs. I've never seen feminine men that they just basically should be in a cat fight. And they want to lie that them being, you know, hit up the ass by other men and sucking other men's dick is not having a toll on them. Then why do they keep, you know, throwing fits and begging and keep feeling entitled and acting feminine? I mean, clearly those stumps are taking a toll on their personalities, right? They're just like RuPaul. They might as well throw on some stockings and some dress, too. Does that make sense right now? That's a nut sin right now. If you got a ding-a-ling, you're wearing stockings, right? I hope that you guys are willing. Great. Nothing against RuPaul, right? RuPaul got a better goddamn attitude than most of them. He truly do. The point is that they talk shit about men wearing dresses. They talk shit about being manly men. You ain't no manly man. You act just as feminine as if you get a hip ass and suck a dick yourself, which you are, right? So when these dudes get on the phone crying and screaming and hissing, I have to remember they're being penetrated by other men and sucking other men's dicks. And it's really making them hardcore feminine. Have you ever seen this ugly bitch, Kendra? She pop up and she's catty and she's nasty. You know, it is no excuse to be a shitty person, right? Does that make sense right now? But I've dealt with some catty-ass girls that are jealous. When girls are jealous in all the ways they are, the men are acting the exact same way. She sucked dick. She doing all this other stuff. They do the same shit she do. And they act just like her. It's the same difference, right? Do not think that another man penetrating you is not taking a toll on your personality and who you are as a man. Because clearly flaming, it is, right? I hope you guys will, right? Now, so, yeah, you know, just like, you know, okay, I'm not giving America any money. You're not entitled to shit, sugar. Does that make sense, princess, you know, queen, or whatever you want to be called? All right, now, you're not entitled to shit, diva. Does that make sense right now? And I say diva, these men acting like girls in this group, acting all catty, they will not stop begging, acting all feminine, you know, like women. No matter how macho they are, they still sucking their dick and that, you know. No matter how macho they are, they still bending over and touching their toes again to help their ass to do the rituals to please Satan to keep their money, right? All right, never touched anybody, did no foul or sin to anybody. The Lord God Jehovah blessed me with this money by Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit. But I've never seen anything quite like a assload of feminine men in a group taking dives. You ain't do nothing to them, and they feel entitled to keep begging. They feel entitled to keep being catty. They feel entitled to keep being messy. Grown-ass men acting just like messy ass women. I've never seen anything quite like it. My personality is a bit different. Clearly, I grew up with boys. It's a little bit, you know. So, you know, dominantly, like my influence for male was male. But I'm not quite there with the cattiness. I try to be nice to people. But you have grown ass men that act catty and messy and begging and entitled and supposed to be pampered and spoiled, sugar and what? And don't think them thumps up their ass and them getting on their knees sucking dick ain't taking a toll, because it is, right? I hope you guys are well. I have to remember that when dealing with these clowns, to just ignore their asses and take the supply chain over to Europe won't nothing to do the United States. I said no. It's not predicting the weather, you know, punks, right? Does that make sense? No. All right, now, because what do you call it? You know, why does sugar feel so entitled? Sugar, do you feel entitled? You're not entitled, sugar, right? You got to get out there and work, baby. All right, now, thank you guys so much. And no, never.